Hello?
Mr. President, I have George Allen for you, sir.
Yeah.
Hi, Mr. President.
Well, it was a tough day, George.
Oh, I appreciate you calling.
Yeah.
We didn't play well enough, and we made mistakes. I thought we were going to win the game.
Yeah. Well, I watched the whole thing on TV. I thought we were going to make it, and they broke that one touchdown.
That hurt.
But you really miss Brown, don't you?
Oh yeah.
I mean, normally you scored five times,
but normally
the five times you should have gone over at least once.
Right.
With Brown, you would have done it, wouldn't you?
But
Haraway hurt too. Although I must say that your other backs did well, but, you know, you just need one guy that can just bust one now and then.
You know, Mr. President, someone told me we were going to play without Charlie Taylor.
Yeah.
And Larry Smith.
That's right.
And Larry Brown.
Right.
And Jerry Smith.
Yeah. And then in the Rams, right. Yeah.
And then without Sonny part of the time.
Yeah.
You're
crazy. Yeah, well, I'll tell you, another thing, of course, that Douglas was way over his head today, wasn't he? God.
Incredible.
Well, and also even that damn point after touchdown, that was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You know, I had a writer come up to me after the game and he said, who do you have playing the same position that Butler played?
Absolutely.
You know how
I've never seen it before.
No, never seen it.
Yeah.
But, well,
on the other hand, you're still a half a game ahead, aren't you?
Yes, right.
Right. Who's next week? Who you got? That's there.
No, here.
Here. Yeah. What did they? They won today, but what? They.
20-7.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Well,
I'm going to check, see if I can. Let me ask you this. What is the, how about your health problems? Who will be back?
Well, Jerry Smith won't be back.
He can't make it, huh?
No, he's going to be out for another week.
He's going to be a tremendous help, though. You need that tight end to throw to.
See, today our tight end didn't get back.
Not one, I know.
They're doubling Fulton, Jefferson, and Taylor Dollar.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
I think Larry Brown will be back.
You do?
I hope he will be.
Yeah.
I don't know whether Charlie Haraway's going to be able to play or not. He injured that knee. Pettibone got injured today.
How badly?
I don't know. He came away and had some kind of a knock on the
plane. Oh, boy.
He pulled his back and his knee.
Oh. Who do you substitute for him?
Well, I got
the trade?
I got a guy named John Jocko.
Yeah. I know he makes lots of tackles on the
kickoff.
Yeah. But you can't tell. With Pettibone, maybe he can get back.
He might be able to get back. Okay, we'll rest him all week.
Then next week, of course, you may have to play Sonny some more, I suppose.
I say, you know what I think I'm going to do,
Yeah.
No one knows.
You might do that. You know, it occurred to me, I think Kilmer's done great, but I could see, with my little limited knowledge of in that last time, you know, the fellow has such a quick release.
Right.
I mean, and if anybody that can there to catch it, that's the only thing. What about McNeil? Could he reach him?
Yeah.
He could throw the long ball, could he?
Yeah.
You got to have the pass.
Right.
You haven't got the balance in the running right now, have you?
No.
That was the trouble last week and this week too, isn't it?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Mason did a good job today.
Mason was great, just great. He's a real pro.
Yeah.
Is he in good shape? He's usually injured. How is he
well,
for next week?
He injured his knee a little bit, but I think he's going to be all right.
And you'll run him and who else then?
Probably Mason and Brown.
Oh, well, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
not for the season.
No, he'd probably out for this game.
Yeah. Of course, Dallas is a game you want to win.
Yeah, we got to beat them. I think we can beat them. I really do. I told the ball club after the game.
Yeah.
That I was proud of them.
Well, they played a great game. You know, when they held down there in the 5-yard line, I thought you had it made, didn't you?
Yes.
You know, and they only got a field goal, and I says, oh, well, you're going to win it then.
Kurt Knight's field goal at the end of the game, he picked that straight as could be, and the wind caught it.
Yeah.
I don't know where they knocked it. And the wind caught it.
Yeah.
As it hit the pole, maybe around the 15-yard line, and it steered it to the left.
I'll be darned.
And when he kicked it, there wasn't any wind.
Yeah.
But then the wind came up.
Just a gust, yeah.
Yeah, it would have been just great.
Yeah. Well, you know, really, if Sonny could have got there, they could have got just a little closer there, too. That was a pretty long shot again with the wind.
Well, you know, he had McNeil open on third down.
Yeah, what happened?
And the ball was knocked down.
Oh, that's right, when they knocked it down.
Yeah.
Tell me, how does a fellow like this Douglas? He's awfully strong, but I don't think he could get away with that against you in another game, could he?
No, that's like winning a case in law with a lot of focus, you know, and unsound things.
Yeah, I know.
And they're coming up with things that aren't prepared.
Yeah.
And you don't win many cases that way. You get all better prepared than the other guy.
You know, I was wondering one thing is you know, the thing about your defense is that it's very unpredictable. I've sometimes wondered, I mean, I just wondered there today, if maybe on the offense thing, I mean, like on those, I know that the field goal is, we all know, is the percentage one.
Yeah.
And, but I'm just thinking on that particularly one that maybe a little unpredictable stuff,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because you are such a perfectionist that it just might fool these fellows. Did you?
He came back. I said, you know, when we get down there, back close, I guess we'll have to go for it because we're close. We only scored one touchdown last week.
Yeah. And today, as I said, you scored 5 times.
Yeah.
This game normally should have been, say, maybe, well, suppose it would have been 5 times against 3 to 4 for the other side.
Yeah.
Well, at least they played a great game, and it was exciting, and they don't have anything to be ashamed of. And my God, with all these injuries, well, you just tell them that the town's still behind them.
Well,
don't get discouraged.
No, heck no. You know what I told them? I said, listen, this is going to make the next win we get more rewarded.
That's right. You got to get number 7. You think you are, huh? But you don't think they're mentally...
I don't think they're stuck to be us.
Yeah.
We can beat them, of course. We got to have something right back to them.
Right.
Playing with no second, third.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, though, that if... and particularly if it's... nobody would know it. But if you do throw Sonny at him, he just might come like a house of fire. He's always been good against Dallas.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
even without a running game, they damn near beat him twice. Never.
So I'm not even
Oh, of course not.
Much better than you.
No.
We're still going to go with
Gilmer, of course.
Gilmer,
of course, the beauty, too, of if you do go something, is that if he gets banged up, you've got a Kilmer, a guy that is really a pro.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
good luck now. Okay.
Thank you, Mr.
Bye.
Thank you.